Where is she? Who just spoke? I can't think of her name. Annette just said, Annette said something about it. And the four agreements, I thought I would do them as it pertains to codependency. And if anybody has, if you want to, I suggest that, it's a great reading, okay? It's just absolutely great reading. So, okay, so the first one, hold on a second. The first one that is talked about is be impeccable with your word. And I was just talking to Robert about it because he has the book and I have the book. And one of the things about being impeccable with your word is about doing it, be impeccable with yourself, with your word. You know, how many of us look in the mirror and go, well, I'm fat or I'm stupid or I'm this or I'm that, and it's negative. And what this book is saying is, if you are impeccable with your word, with yourself, it'll change your whole life. This is his very first, the first agreement, and it's his favorite. He said, this is the best one. And I disagree with him, but I'll tell you all about that in a minute. But be impeccable with your word. So what I started doing was I stopped cutting myself down. I never cut myself down. I constantly do positive affirmations every single day. Anybody that knows me comes to my house. They're everywhere. They're in my car. I love Louise Hay. I have her information, and it's just chock full of positive affirmations. And that's how I treat me, because I love me. And CODA was the reason I love me, because when I got to CODA, I did not love me. I didn't know how to love me. Nobody told me how to love me. I didn't have anybody to follow to love me, because the people that I was with certainly didn't love themselves. And they didn't teach me that. So it wasn't until I got into CODA that I learned that the whole thing, my bottom line problem, was my lack of self-love. Because I didn't love myself, I acted out in horrible ways. Drugs, alcohol, sex, men, you name it, it was fun, I was doing it. But I didn't love me. People who love themselves don't do that. And the reason I did it was because I actually really hated myself. And I would tell myself, I hate you, Linda. Well, I had the worst behavior. So anyway, I get into CODA in 2009, and I was like, whoa, man, I couldn't believe it. I cried. I think I cried for the first 3 weeks because I could not believe what I had done to myself. I did it all to myself. Nobody did it to me. Nobody made me do all those things. I did it to myself. And I was just devastated at the fact that I would even treat myself that way. So anyway, the first one, be impeccable with your word. When you talk about yourself, some really good, fun things about yourself, and please try not to cut yourself down or say, you know, negative things about yourself. Be impeccable with your word. Say only good about you. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Is that gorgeous or what? So I don't do that, but I'm going to try harder. Okay, so now here's the one that I would have thought would be the best one ever, is don't take anything personally. It's just information, okay? Don't take anything personally. It's just information. So when someone comes up and they tell you something, they're giving you information, right? They're just giving you information. It's what we do with that information afterwards that is so vital, okay? So I actually learned this from my church. I go to the coolest church. It's just a spiritual church. And for a whole month, he did one of the agreements every Sunday. And this one blew me away because he was saying, okay, when y'all leave here, I want you to go out in your life and not take anything on. Don't take anything personally anybody says, because it's just information. That's all it is. Where are you going to file it in your brain? So when someone says something to me now, whether it be good, bad, ugly, happy, sad, it doesn't matter, I'm like, what am I going to gonna do with that information? Because I don't take it on anymore. That's probably what made me drink the most, because I was an awesome alcoholic too. I have been sober for 31 years. However, anytime anybody said anything to me, I would take it on. I had no idea it was about the codependency. It had nothing to do with the alcoholism at all. It's that the alcoholism deadening what I was feeling. But because I didn't love myself, I took everything on and I believed it. I believed what everybody said. And why did I do that? Oh, yeah, because I was codependent and that's what I was taught to do. So I'm trusting that when y'all go out, that in the world, that you don't have to take on what people say. It's just words. It's just information. It's just their opinion. And opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one. I mean, this is how I believe, okay? So here's what it says about don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you will not be the victim of needless suffering. Isn't that beautiful? That's like the most beautiful thing. And I bet you I must have lost, I don't know, 10 pounds just learning that. And I quit taking people's stuff on. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing what it did to my life after that. So I trust and hope that y'all will not take anything personally anymore, that you can just file it and think about it and let it go. Okay, this other one is a pretty cool one too. Don't make assumptions, just ask. So I assumed everything. I assumed I knew everything. I assumed I knew what you were going to say to me. Whatever was happening, I assumed that I was too scared to ask why, what, when, what are you talking about? What does that mean? Why are you talking to me like that way, like that? So that don't make assumptions, and I've got in big letters, just ask. So if something happens and you're talking to somebody and they say something and you don't understand it, instead of having the codependent trait of keeping your mouth shut and not taking care of yourself, say, hey, what do you mean by that? Or what's going on with that? Or why are you telling me that? So that we understand what's going on in a healthy way, rather than, you know, just taking on their stuff and then asking the question and then wondering, why didn't I ask that question? Why didn't I ask them that? How many times has that happened where I would say, well, why did I just ask them? Well, because I was scared because I'm a codependent and I want you to think I'm amazing and beautiful and wonderful and smart. And I don't need to talk. It's not true. You know, I need to know what's going on. I want to know. So I ask a lot of questions. I love that one. The next agreement is always do your best. And I wrote show up and shine. Because every single day I do my best, no matter if I'm out there with those dadgum cows and the bulls chasing me, or if the chickens are running all over the place, or if the husband, I can't find him. I do my best with every chore that I have. And what happens is at the end of the day, I've loved me because I did the best I could. And if there was something that I couldn't do and it wasn't working out, it's okay. I don't beat myself up. And along those lines, everybody that I sponsor or that I work with, one thing I tell them, because they're calling me, maybe they're cutting themselves down or they're doing something, I'm like, give me your bat right now. Give me the bat that you're beating the shit out of yourself with. Stop it. Give me your bat. Stop beating yourself up. It doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. What works is loving ourselves. Loving ourselves. So here, everybody, give me your bat. Everybody, give me your bat. That's not everybody. Everybody, give me your bat. Okay, I'm going to get rid of everybody's bat. Okay, I just chunked them out the window so nobody has a bat to beat themselves up anymore, okay? That's a good agreement. Why didn't he put that one in there, I wonder? Give me your bat. Okay, let's see, the impeccable with your word. That was the main thing. I just wanted y'all to get those things. And then I had some fun things I wanted to kind of talk to y'all about since I got to CODA. So many things has changed in my life. I'm like, I've never been this happy, and I'm so thankful. And I have a hierarchy that I was going to share with y'all. And the way it goes is God. First, there's God. God is the most important in my life. Then me. Then the next most important person in my life. Because at CODA, I learned that if I don't love me, you know what? Who else is going to love me? I can't give you what I don't have. And then the third one is, okay, God, then me, then guess who? Everybody else. Because I learned when I take care of me, when I do good things for me, when I, you know, I show up and I'm prepared and I'm loved and I'm happy and I take care of me, my life works. If I'm all up everybody else's butt, trying to take care of them, do their chores, do their stuff, whatever it is, that is not helpful. It's not helpful to them, and it's not helpful to me. So what I do is I just ask myself a question. You know, do I want to do that? And a lot of the times it's no, and I follow my heart. I don't do it. If it's not good for me, I'm not going to do it. And I don't know, you know, sometimes people ask me things, and I don't have a problem saying no anymore. It's just a little word. Say it with me. No.
No.
Again, no.
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 No!
Y'all are good. Y'all are really good. I gotta drink water. Hold on. I'm really proud of y'all saying no. Keep it up, okay?
No.
You'll feel a lot. You'll feel a lot lighter if you do that. You know, you're gonna be with you for the rest of your life. Did you know this? We're never gonna die. We have a soul, we're never gonna die. You're going to be with you for the rest of your life, and I'm going to be with me for the rest of my life. And when I heard that, I'm like, well, that's dumb. You know, I need to start taking really good care of me. Because that's a long time. The rest of my life is a long time. Another thing I heard one time, this was actually from AA. The girl said, be where your feet are. How cool is that? She goes, be where your feet are. Most of the time, I don't know about y'all, but my mind is like a whirlwind, always thinking of what I'm gonna do next, or what, you know, what I gotta do next, or where I gotta go next. Instead, I could just relax, and I can be where my feet are, and I can just be okay. I don't have to always be wondering about what I'm doing next, or what's coming up next, or, you know, I don't have to do that anymore. I can just be where my feet are, and just kind of enjoy. Like right now, I'm like, where my feet are, and I'm like, y'all, and it's fun. I like it. Okay. What's up? Oh, this is another thing from the book that Miguel said that we receive gossips and spells from the words of others. Ew. You know, can you imagine? I guess words are powerful. That's why they call it spelling. I don't know if y'all heard that before, but when I heard that, pretty incredible. Our words are so powerful and we don't realize it. So our words are so powerful, that's why they call it spelling. And a lot of the stuff that we received from our caretakers or from bosses or whoever, we don't need them. We don't need those words. We don't need their spells. We don't need their gossip. We do not need that for our beautiful soul to be beautiful. So that could be another time or place for people to just stand up for themselves and like, no, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to gossip about anybody. I want to just love, and I don't want to do that because it hurts me. You know, when I do that stuff, it hurts me. So I've really been taking a check on that with me. How do you talk to yourself? You know what I do? You don't want to know what I do in the morning? Okay, so I have a mirror in my bathroom, and I'm like, hi, Linda. How you doing? I love you, Linda. I love you so much, Linda. Mwah! You'll have the best day ever. Every single day I do that because I love myself today. Before CODA, I did not love myself. And today I take excellent care of myself first. So I do, of course, God, me, and then everybody else. But I make sure that I'm very well taken care of. I hang around people that love me. I don't hang around people that don't love me. I make sure that I eat the things that are good for my body, and then I exercise, and then I drink a lot of water. Just all that stuff is what I do for me now, and it shows. You know, I really love taking care of me because I'm the only one that can do it right. What is your self-talk like? Like when nobody's looking, what words are you saying to yourself? Are you telling yourself how awesome you are and how beautiful you are, and you're so proud of yourself and you've got such a good life and you're doing so wonderful? And how do you talk to yourself? Do you love yourself? Everybody just give yourself a big hug right now. Just say, I love you. I love you. I really love you. Matt, you're not doing it. Okay, now he is. Okay. I love that guy. He drove all the way from Dallas. Okay. Some of the things that that Miguel was talking about was like, I look fat. I see a wrinkle. What's wrong with me? Isn't that so shallow? You know, we've got a soul and the most beautiful body ever, and we let a wrinkle or how we look affect us. We don't have to do that. Everything is a choice. We can choose to do all the good stuff. Actually, you are perfect, whole, and complete. Say it with me. I am perfect, whole, and complete. You know who made you that way? God. I am perfect, whole, and complete. We don't need anything else. Everything that we need, we have. When we came down here, there's a concept that I just wanted to run by y'all. It's just a concept that when we were with our Creator, that we chose our mom, our dad, our brothers, our sisters, we chose our friends, we chose our life. And then we came down here, your choice, with all the tools that we ever needed to get through this life. When I heard that, it changed me forever. Because I thought, if I chose this, because I've been in a lot of marriages, I'll just say that. And I thought, man, if I chose this, I had the power to get into it. I got the power to get out of it. And I did. And I was so happy. I didn't have to stay miserable. You know, the first husband I married was a gambler. I don't know if anybody's ever been married to a gambler. Not too much fun. And so I remembered when I was getting a divorce, because we had been married 17 years, we had three kids, I was beside myself going, what am I going to do? I was a stay-at-home mom, and talking about, you know, making sure you can take care of yourself now, that's a good thing. So I was a stay-at-home mom, and we were getting a divorce, and somebody gave me a book, and I don't even know who it was, but it had an angel on it. And in there, that's where I learned that we chose everything when we were with our Creator, and then we came down here to live it. And that's when I said, if I had the power to get into this, I got the power to get out of it. And I did. And it was amazing. And then I married an alcoholic. So I'm really good at getting married. And so, but I don't want to talk about that too much. He didn't last long because I was finally learning about how to take care of me. So anyway, that happened. That's really all I got. That's what I got for y'all. Thank you. Love and take care of yourself, like really, because it's super fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's next? This is LaDawn. She has made some amazing raffle items. So I know all those girls that love buying the raffle tickets. There's even some more new stuff out there, so y'all can go shopping. And thank you, LaDawn, for bringing it in and doing that. She's doing the art class. She's the one that's going to do the art class, and it is at